Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. Come. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Hearing Bonnie Albers, and I am the Bonnie Albers On Air Show. We are a metaphysical talk show with audience participation, and I just love the audience participation. So I hope you like our format, and I have a great guest today. It is me, Mimi and me. I am just so excited. And of course, Candy. Candy is our angel speak. She talks directly to the angels. She gets her messages from above. And in just a minute, I am going to introduce her to you. But first, I want to tell you what's coming up next week and wrap up what a great, glorious, fantabulous week we had. We had a lot of guests. We had a healer. We've had a clairvoyant psychic medium, pet communicator from the UK. We've had us, you. We've just had a fabulous time. And again, once again, our chat room is not up or working, and this is a Blog Talk error. And I have been in communication with Blog Talk, and they are trying to fix the problem. It's really crazy because it's only on, what, Fridays at 8:30 in the morning. So we'll have to see where that brings us. I'm trying to, like, be happy and of light, and I really am trying to send all my light beams to the show so that this gets fixed. I love my chatters. I love my callers and my listeners. And so I do hope that this gets fixed soon. We are on the subject of past lives. We could probably write books and books and books. We've talked about this all month. We are wrapping it up today. Not that we're ever not going to talk about past lives, because in order for us to move forward, I feel from this point on into the future lives we have to recognize pieces of our past. The reason is we bring all kinds of things, fears, phobias, soulmate, soul pet, soul thoughts, everything that makes up who we are from past, present, and future lives. When we go to the Akashic Records, we see all of our past lives, we see the life we have just left, and we learn from them. So I love that when we can recognize pieces of our past in this life, maybe a few lives before this, it helps us and gives us a glimpse of either what we need to change, what we need to go forward with, and what we need to really help us break possibly in future lives. Those are our fears and phobias. I think the coolest thing is when we actually see past life friends, past life lovers, past life relationships, and past life pets. When I say pets, they're all souls. And so all pets have been with us in some way or another. And it could be that your pet dog might have been your Aunt Molly in one of your lives. So be careful how you treat your pets of any kind. Always be wonderfully loving and supportive to our pets, animals, and the earth that we are inhabited. We're guests here. This is Earth School. So please treat it like that. And I always say, treat everyone that you come in contact with, any pet, any wildlife, except you gotta, you know, really watch, you know, how you step towards wildlife. But any living soul on this earth, including plants, how you would like to be treated. I think that's the biggest lesson that we have to learn here. Is if we want to be in love, we have to show love. So I am going to put on my angel speak, and then I have a guest that I just truly love because we're going to hear all about her chickens. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Barney. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I'm putting Kelly on. Hi, Kel.
Good
Kelly?
Morning.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
I have. I'm so excited I put both of you on because both of you are so connected to the angels and above. And I think you were not feeling well yesterday, Candy, but Kelly found her family.
All right.
Yeah.
Where
I mean,
is it?
That's crazy. Her, Lynn's, and Brian, we're all, what did they say? You were all goddesses or priestesses in
Atlantis.
Yeah, in Atlantis when they went down, I think. Wasn't it when they went down?
I think he said it was like when they were setting the grids and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And then we found the woman that destroyed Atlantis. Did you hear that part? She did something and the whole thing went poof. So... it was pretty interesting. Yeah, isn't that pretty cool? I mean, it seemed like everybody on the show was all about Atlantis, and I love when synchronicity comes around. So how do you guys feel about that? Wake up!
That's just great. I mean, actually find your soul family, then you know who you are.
I know. Well, I've got to tell you, since I have you two on, then we can talk about... Kelly, have you been up all night with chickens?
Oh, not all night, just every couple hours or so. I'm less worried. They're actually, this bunch is actually doing a lot better, and I think it has to do with just the fact that they got them to us like a day earlier. So, yeah, we've had no deaths. I'm like going really happy with that. So it works. It's working out good.
Well, can I ask a question? Did you name one of the chickens after Jerry and I?
Not yet. We haven't got around to doing names because we want to make sure that we're going to be able to identify them. You know, it's like chicks can kind of look, let's see, what's the word, homogenous? You know, they can kind of look really similar. But when they get to be more their adult phase, they start kind of, you know, having distinctive markings and that kind of stuff. So we're kind of waiting because we can't precisely tell one chick from another. So we don't want 25 Bonnies and 25 Jerrys. So
I don't know why not. Well, but you know what? Make sure I'm the girl one. But while we're on the phone, while we're actually on the air, actually, Candy, do you have anything? I'll ask you too, Kelly, but do you have anything to bring out for past lives and how they affect the future and the present? This is the last day for it.
I was thinking about a lot of my past lives, and a lot of them, most of them weren't married, or if they were married, they didn't have any children, or they lost children. And that kind of correlates with this lifetime, where I lost children and couldn't have them too.
That is interesting. That is so interesting because I feel like, I can see this past life for you, Candy, and it was really crazy because it's coming right up, and then I want to go over my cards because I don't know who these cards are for, and it's got to be for somebody listening or on the show. So what I see is you were a nun in an orphanage, and I feel like there was a lot of kids, and they're running around, they're showing me the scene of you running, their kids are running around, and it was all dirt. It wasn't green. I don't know where in this part of the world it was, but there wasn't any dirt. I mean, it was all dirt, like dusty dirt, not like brown, rich dirt or any grass. And it looks like it might have been, this is crazy, and I think you'd probably, it's in Mexico. Somewhere in Mexico is what it feels like. And I feel that you were taking care of, it looks like, hundreds of kids, and I think there was a issue there. I think you felt so sorry for them, and you felt like these children were your own, so you really did have hundreds of kids, and so you're kind of going through lifetimes decompressing from that. And so I do believe in the next few lives that you have, you'll start having some children if you do choose to come back. So I do think that you needed many lives here without, you didn't understand why people would give up their children. And a lot of them, I feel, handed over into the orphanage because they were sick or were dying, and so they gave their children up. So I feel that affected you so much in life that you didn't want your own children it's not that you don't want your own children, but they weren't going to let you have your own children because you were the mother to all these other children, and you couldn't understand how you could, you know, give up children. And so in these few lives that you've come back, and many lives you were a male, so you didn't have children.
Right.
What happened is that they're showing you how sorrowful it is for people that want children that can't have them. And so I think this is, you know, it's a yin and a yang thing, where if you have a lot of kids and you love them, then your soul needs to know what it's like to have no kids and love others. So I kind of feel that you're mixed up in that group. And I do see the time because they're showing me a beautiful, beautiful little girl being born to you. But I don't know if, you know, which lifetime that'll be for you. It just depends on the lessons you choose to pick up with your soul. Remember, you're from the angels. So
right.
They'll kind of give you when you go into your life review, they'll kind of give you what life they feel that your soul needs to grow with the next time. So I feel that's why you haven't had kids in the few lives that you have come as a female, because the one that you did come was very, very, very emotionally charged for you about children.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that relates. Right. I hope you can relate to that.
Yeah.
But that's what they're showing
yeah.
me. And I pulled, and before I get to you, Kelly, I pulled some cards for the show, and these are what, this is what they are, and I feel like it relates to someone, and they're really crazy discombobulated cards, which I'm having to put together because it tells me a story. And the first one is Daisy, and you know I love daisies. I could live in a field of daisies as long as they had vegetables for me to eat. Okay, simplify your life. You've had so much going on that you're spread too thin. This has to change so now your vitality can recharge. Well, I think probably everyone on this, everybody could relate to that, but then it tells a story. So Kelly, listen closely, because you're the only one on right now, and it's for somebody on. Family culture is the next card. And this is the beautiful unicorn deck, and it's a gorgeous Indian lady, beautiful Indian girl with a, it looks like your dog actually, Candy. It's black and white with a, you know, unicorn
okay.
type of horn, and it looks like mm-hmm. Dottie actually. Learn more about your family's story and history. So I'll tell you, and that really threw me for a loop, but I'll tell you what Spirit's saying. And the next card that I pull, and you know I don't love the words in these cards, but I love the meaning, is fear. I realize that I am testing my resolve to live in the energy of love. So what I kind of feel about this is that whoever is listening and these cards resonate to simplify your life, we all know what that means. You know, take a look at what you're doing. Kelly, I always tell you, write a list and start checking off, but I don't take the same advice I give everybody else. And family culture. The family culture one threw me off, but when I saw the Indian, I know what it means. And then I'll get your input in a second. Learn more about your family's story and history. So if I was going to relate this to somebody, I would say take a look at what your family ties have been and what their ties were and see how you can either enhance them or get over them. And if they're super connected to love, healing, and happiness, then what you have to do is remember, if you're simplifying your life, use the family cultures to help you. And then the fear card comes up, and that's why I kind of look at the family culture as maybe having to heal instead of help. It is all healing, but fear. I realize that I am testing my resolve to live in the energy of love. So it would be that maybe in your family culture there were some issues, and that you need to really stand above them and say, this is testing my resolve. You know, I'm in fear that it's never going to be solved, things that have, you know, that have been handed down to me in the lineage of my family. But if I simplify what I'm doing and I take one step at a time, it's going to all work out in my favor. And that's how I read these cards. And you know who I'm looking at, Kelly. So
I had a real quick question. What was the name of the second one? What was the second card?
Family culture.
Family culture, okay.
And the family culture is learn more about your family's stories and history. I think there's something in there, Kelly, for you. I don't know. You know, I know you look, yeah. So I think that you've got to look into that. And, you know, you have been looking into it through, you know, things that your dad has written and, you know, things you're not happy about. So, and then the fear card says, I realize they are testing my resolve to live in the energy of love. So even though it makes you crazy and upset about what you see and what has happened in the past, that now you have to deal with in the present, that you know that you have to stand in love, and we have to do this in a love energy way. And once you do that, I really believe everything will start to fall into place. You know, remember somebody saw all those stars falling from the sky, bright, bright, bright things falling for you this year, in the sky.
And the positive things, right.
Yes, the positive thing. And I feel that that's going to be, and I'll ask Candy in just a second, I feel this is going to be one of your biggest years to resolve a lot of family issues, and your family is passed over. So, not your immediate family, but this family we're talking about, because this looks like it's
right.
Soul family and family that has gone past, because she's an Indian looking on a horse, and she's on all dressed, looks like Pocahontas. We don't have those anymore, really, except, you know, the ones that we've kind of hidden from society, which is sad. But I think this is telling you that you've got to take a look, and in love and light, that's how you have to resolve them, but they will get resolved. So, Candy, what do you have?
Well, I think this is going to be an extremely growing year for Kelly. She's changed where she's living, and it's more positive. It feels like she's getting, her and the children are getting out more, and they're going to continue to do that. And I think these chicks are a good thing for her family pod, because it gives them something to do all together. And I just see a lot more happiness coming into them. I see more abundance. It's just going to be a happy time for them, a happier time, I should say.
Yeah, because she's, they're pretty happy. It's just that they have some, you know, some financial strife. But you know what, Kelly, you know, I always go to that list, and that's kind of what this is saying. Simplify your life, look at what your family culture is, and get out of the fear of being upset or frustrated, and look at it in love and light. So, you know, we can all take a piece of this, actually. So, but for you, I couldn't figure out why these cards were pulled out, and then they showed me what was going on. So, you know, how do you feel about that, Kelly, and where are you now?
Yeah, I would say that that's, you know, this is all extremely relevant, because some of that, and looking like at the family history, it's like, there are a couple of the living relatives, my dad's sister and brother, which I really haven't talked a lot to. They were kind of upset with me when I put my dad in the veterans, you know, veterans hospital and all that. And it's like, but I know my aunt has stories to tell that I would like to get before she shuffles off this mortal coil. I've got some questions for her. And I don't know so much about my uncle, but I know I found some pictures of stuff that have to go to him. So it's like I've got to get a hold of him and, you know, say, I need to get these photos to you and, you know, have some questions about the family history. So, yeah, definitely that this all makes a lot of sense, really does.
Well, can I ask you a question? Go ahead, Candy.
I'm sorry.
Talking the whole time. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I believe with the Indian, I believe there's two meanings behind that. I believe there might be Indian in your lineage way back.
Oh, yeah.
And I
yes,
also feel that the Indian also has to deal with your land.
Oh, okay.
The protection and everything, because I believe I told you a few weeks ago to give tobacco.
Make an offering. Red tobacco
make
pouch,
an offering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah,
No, not at all. I think the only question I had was, is it like, do I make that offering in the center of the land or at all four of the corners or, you know, all four of the borders? So it's like, how do you do that?
Well, I have a suggestion. What I, you know, as soon as you said that, I was wanting to say the center and let it spread out, but they wouldn't let me. So what I feel like is, you know, the four corners is what you need, and then it moves inward. And the reason I say that is the four corners of the earth, the four elements, the four tarot pieces, the four everything, and they always say north, south, east, west. And you stand to the north, you stand to the east, you stand to the south, you have moons that do that. And so what I'm seeing is Kelly, if you went to all four corners, it moves, the smoke moves in, or actually the blessings move in. So I feel I feel if you're going to do anything, and I don't know that it has to be a long, like, you know, you have to, because they're showing me an Indian dress tapping on the drums and with all of the smoke coming out. So I don't think you have to do that. I don't think it has to be a long ceremony, but I think you need to bless the land and protect it. And that's what I think probably is what Candy saw. I don't know because I don't remember, but that's what I'm seeing, is blessing the land, being thankful you're there, and asking for prosperity, growth, new, you know, the land be fertile, and to protect the land. And can the spirits that be protect the land for you, with you. So,
I'm sorry. Also, I'm being shown that to put like four rocks out.
Okay.
A rock at each corner when you do that.
Gotcha. Do they have to be fairly good size or small or?
Just a rock. It doesn't have to be huge. It's just a rock.
Okay. Don't say, I have actually.
Because that's what I'm feeling is more for balance.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm not, this is just what they're showing me, these four rocks, and it's for like balance.
Okay.
Gotcha.
See, the reason I was asking if there were specifics, because a long time ago, I got these really, they're kind of huge pieces of selenite. They probably weigh like, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 pounds a piece, something like that. It's like they're
wow.
a fairly good slab of rock. Yeah. And it's like I got them, and I knew each one of them was representative of like the four directions. But the interesting thing is like the way the lots and the land is setting right now, north is like, I mean, there's not a north corner. It's not like, you know, it's like a northeast corner, northwest corner, southeast corner, southwest corner. So it's like,
but that's
the actual
okay.
directionals. Is that okay? Okay.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, because as long as it's, I mean, some people's house don't sit on those, but it's their four corners. It's the four corners of the earth, four corners of your home, four corners of your property and your land. Some people's land are jagged or round. So, you know, your four right. corners, you can take the compass. So when you go southeast,
right.
you know, the next corner is northeast, northwest or something, whatever it is, with northwest, north, southeast, whatever. And as long as it's north, southeast, west, it doesn't have to be just north, south. It could be northeast, southeast, northwest, but it has to be in the four corners of where your property is. I mean, how crazy is that? Because I saw you in all four corners, and then you have already slotted your rocks for the four corners. I mean, that's a message to
yeah.
you, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
that was literally, though, that was like years ago. It's probably been 15 to 20 years ago that I found these. It's like they were just, we were actually at a, like a rock and mineral show. So they didn't cost me much because it was through one of the, it was like the School of Mines mineral show. And it's like, and they sold these rocks like by the pound, which was really cheaper, a lot cheaper. I mean, I probably got them at a fraction of the cost that I would have got them at a metaphysical place, but it's like they were just
mm-hmm.
awesome amazing rocks, and I'm like, wow, I got to have those. I've used them to like to set up things like within a room. It's like I would do like the north corner, south corner, east corner, west corner of a room, and I'd put these, you know, I'd put the rocks out and set in the middle of them. It's like, and they're amazing. They're just really cool.
Well, you know, I don't know that you want to leave them out. Are you going to leave them there in the four corners of the world there that you have? Is that what you were planning to do?
Yeah, I think so. I might, you know, like build a little something there for them to kind of protect them from the elements. But it's like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Okay.
Because
they would
be there,
period.
Yeah. That's like putting a crystal grid up in her
Oh, totally.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah, I
see them. So I see them, and I feel like the energy, after you make your blessings, the energy will just, anything that you want will grow there, anything that you put will
mm-hmm.
thrive there, and everything that you want will be protected there, is what I'm hearing.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm probably going to wait until the snow melts because we've had another huge snowstorm. It's like it was bad enough
for
the kids in school on Tuesday. So it might be another month or so before I go out and try to do anything because right now we're still pretty frozen.
Well, you know what? I think that really, to tell you the truth, Kelly, it shows me in springtime, even though this is springtime, it might be around right before the summer solstice. So it probably would be better to do in about June. So, and I think the reason is because the land will be thawed out, is what I'm hearing. And things will start. That's when, I mean, I feel May will be a great month, but it might actually, you're going to be busy in May. So I feel that June for you is going to be, and I don't know why, you're an air sign and June is an air sign. So maybe that's why I feel like Gemini is when you're going to be doing a lot of this blessing and laying down of your grids. But I do have to tell you, I still, you know, I see the list getting checked off one at a time. And I think...
Making our list and checking it twice every time. That's what pops in. Every time you say the list, I'm like going,
And I don't know, they're showing me this list. But, you know, it's really important, I feel, also, too. And you have the same trajectory as Susan, really, that you need to get that those I want you out of Idaho or wherever you were so badly that I feel like you've left a piece of you there and you got to pull it back.
Gotcha.
And it's not a piece that you need. So it's just weighing you down. So for me, that will be one of the biggest checkoffs that you can do. And it should be done as soon as that you can do it. And that doesn't mean jeopardizing the kids' schools or anything like that or the chickens. So, and I feel the more you get solidified at your place, the less you'll be able to go there. And that's why I would love to see if you can get somebody to do it for you, hire someone or ask someone if they will go and open it up and either do a sale or you know, just clear it out like that Sotheby's. But really, because with chickens, how are you going to go down there now? So my thought is that they are making...
I was going to say, people don't mind feeding and watering chickens because that's not really very hard. The hard one's going to be, but I am going to take, you know, we talked about goat sitting, and it's like I think I'm going to ask the people that we're actually getting the goats from if I could just, you know, board them there while we go do that because they're already there. They know how to take care of them. I'm like going, I wouldn't have to worry about them. But chickens, you know, chickens are pretty simple. It's like, you know, you give them fresh water every day, you give them, you know, fresh food, and it's like they're happy, you know, so it's like it's not that big a deal.
Well, another thing is you might, I don't think she's there anymore, but I would say get a babysitter. Actually, you can leave the kid, you know, I know you don't probably want to do that, but you can leave the kids to do all of that with someone.
I was going to say, I'm going to need their help to do this because it's like, there's a lot of things to move, and it's like, 20 years ago, I could have done it by myself. Right now, not so much.
Okay. Well, let me ask, what do you feel about this, Candy? And then we'll pick up another call or two. So can you tell me what you think about her going, you know, I keep wanting to, like, the urgency to get this done, it's making my body quiver.
Yeah, I feel the sooner she gets that done, the sooner the energies will totally change and she's going to be moving on is what I hear. She needs to get all the energy out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't care, you know,
leave
it's
all
not
that
worth
energy
it, Kelly. Yeah, it's not worth it, Kelly. So it might be that you need to call up, you know, the place and see what you can work out with them. Say, hey, if you open it up or see if you can do a garage sale or if Sotheby's, you want them to come look at it. If somebody will go and meet them, like your daughter who could help you, meet them over there and see it and start clearing that out so that you don't even have to go would be a great thing.
I've made some inquiries and it's going to be one of those things where you know, I kind of got not smacked exactly, but it's like, it was like, this is your stuff. You need to come handle it. So I'm like, okay, that wasn't for people on this side. That was the people on the other side. I was like, all right, you know, it's like, you made this mess. You clean it up. It's like, all right, fine, I will.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know what? But cleaning it up doesn't mean you have to physically be there, because I also see the other side where you're needed where you are and much more productive where you are at the time. So, you could, and it's not like you have to end it. You could start by getting people in there to either take a look and see if they want to buy it, or they want to, you know, you said something about a auction house, that you can make inquiries
right.
while you're there to see how much
yeah.
you can get done before you actually have to go there.
Right. Yeah. And that's, and the guy who runs the Stories Place actually told me that. He said, well, we normally have our, it's either like May or June, they have their, what they call a one-day, you know, sale out of stuff. And he said, but you know what? He said, because of where you are and what your circumstance is, he says, whenever you come, he says, we'll just let you do a one-day sale. And I was like, great, thank you. That works. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but,
really,
you know,
nice.
It is very nice. But ask, you know, he might be actually able to help you, too, just, you know, open the shed up, like when they do have it. Because that would bring more people,
right.
because people are going to be milling around, and maybe he would help you. I feel like if you ask people for help, Kelly, they will help you. I don't feel you ask as many people as you can because of some fear. So it's so not
it's
worth.
It's a trust issue. I've had too many things disappear over the years with, you know, somebody who was going to, quote, help me. And what they did was they helped themselves to whatever I had and, you know, basically stole it. So it's like,
okay.
yeah, I have some issues. I have some issues with that.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but
I don't
the thing
need
is
any
you
more
have
stuff.
To,
like, yeah.
Well, to me, you have to weigh the difference. So I say that, you know, I have the same, you know, things. Things have missed it in my house because I've trusted people to come in. But then when I looked at it, did I really, you know, yeah, I can't find it. And oh, my goodness, it's missing.
Right.
But in the long run, it's
yeah.
not my karma. It's theirs. And they'll have to live with it. But was it worth me getting upset or not having them? And so to me, you have to weigh the difference between money that might be a little bit and somebody takes it and you don't have to worry about it, or money that means a lot. And Kelly, I really believe that the universe won't do that to you. So the thing is, if you can get somebody to get in there first, open it up, you know, stand there and offer them, say, hey, whatever I make, I'll give you 30% of or 20% of, because whatever you make is going to be gravy. You lost the money already, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Very
so
true.
I am going to, yeah, don't hang up. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I do have one thing. It's like one of these days I want to tell you about what's called Walking the Rainbow Bridge from Atlantis, because that occurred. And also, there was a lifetime where I was. Oh, no, because I wanted to get you out of college.
Well, no,
you know
what? I'm going to pick you up. So don't. I'm going to pick the 347 up. But please do not hang up, because we'll put you on
okay.
so that you can tell the story. Okay, hold on, Kelly.
Sure. You bet.
347, you are on. Hi, you're on with Bonnie and Candy. We are the Candy Canes. Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to check in with you guys. This is Jessica. I haven't called in a couple of weeks.
Hi, Jessica. How have you been, and what are you up to now?
I just wanted to share, like, I'm noticing, like, just new things, which is exciting, just on how I'm acting differently, which is very interesting. I was brought up, I think, like many people, but especially, you know, I'm from like New Jersey, New York area, to like go after many things, to like really initiate, and I just haven't been doing that. I think it's just like more trusting of the universe, you know, like, for example, like, it's been on my mind lately that I want to, that I think I need a manager or like an entertainment lawyer or something like that to represent me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in the past, I would like send lots of emails, or like even getting my own show. I mean, I used to send lots of emails to like development executives of like, can we meet, or why don't you check out this or that? I just don't do that anymore. I would say that I don't care, but I don't think it's that. I think it's just that I notice on how different I am from people in general, and also, like, especially in this area. I mean, I really like the people in this area, but I'm talking about, like, vibration-wise.
And, where are you? Are you still in Jersey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I remember you being there.
Yeah. And I just believe that, like, spirit will bring me, like, the right person. Like, they'll feel my energy or what. I mean, I've just noticed that in the past, and I'm talking about, like, even just in the last year, I've reached out to people to, like, try to do business with them. And then I speak to them on the phone, and there's just, like, not that connection there. But, it happens, like, many times. And I'm like, well, you know, the people who are the right vibration for me to be working with, I think that just, like, spirit will bring them to me.
Well,
I so believe.
Yeah. Good. I so believe that when it's the right, we all talk about divine timing. So what is divine timing? Divine timing is when your vibration meets the vibration of where you need to be or go. So people, I always say that people, everybody's vibrationally different. We're all vibrating in different levels, times, places, and when you meet that right vibration, it's like a click. It's like everything just starts to roll. So I believe in, and also, and I think, Jessica, and I think we talked about this, but I'm not sure, I totally believe in right time, right place, and if you are banging your head against the wall, the universe is giving you a message, and the message is, hey, that's not the route that you need to go. So if, let's say, I'm going to use the example of it, me. So before I had the radio show, I was opening a life coach business, and I was, you know, rent an office and all kinds of things. I couldn't find the office. Then I found the office, but something was stopping me. And what it was is that wasn't the path that spirit wanted me to go. Then all of a sudden I get a call about being on the radio and, hey, I can have my business at home. When that happened, boom, everything clicked for me. But I spent months looking. Well, what am I, you know, I'm going to open this, I'm going to do this. And what spirit was showing me and showing you is, and everybody, that when you hit brick walls and you cannot for some reason get you have this great idea and you're so excited about it, but it doesn't seem like you're able to get it across. What it's saying is turn around, look a different way, because part of that is going to come. But it might not be in the way you think that it should show up. And once you release that, which is what you're doing, and it's not a matter of that you don't care or that you shouldn't look, it's a matter of that you need to find the right vibration, and maybe what you're doing, how you're putting it out, is not the vibration of which you're supposed to be in. So that's how I look at life. If you are looking to do something and you're getting banged against the wall, you can't make it happen, you can't, it's not either the right time, which is a vibration, or it isn't what path you're supposed to be on at that time. So that's why I believe what you're doing, I don't want you to say that you've just stopped doing everything, because I know that isn't true. What
right,
I want you to do
true.
Is say, yeah, what I want you to say is I'm looking at different slant of how I can make this happen. That's all.
Right.
Does that
also
make sense?
You know, the thing too is, like, that energy of, like, trying to sell yourself to somebody or, like, pitching yourself, whether it's clients or these TV things or whatever, I feel like I don't play that game anymore. Like, it's just, it's exhausting and it's just not interesting to me. I guess I'm kind of just, like, seeing through the illusions more. And
the other thing too is
that I'm noticing that, which is interesting and I like, but it's also, like, a very new behavior for me, is that, you know, when people are connecting with people, and then they'll say, you know, hey, we should get together and we should have, like, you know, go for drinks or coffee or lunch or whatever. And I'm in the past, I would have just been like, okay, and then I'll like run into the city and it's a whole like effort for me to like get dressed and go out and the energy and this and that. And I wouldn't even like now it's like, well, I can speak to you through phone or Skype. Like, let's have a meeting like this way first type of thing. And I had said it to like yesterday to this guy. He was very nice. He was offering to offer me some help, which I don't know if I really even needed from him, but he was like, well, I was like, I'll meet you through, you know, like, let's set up a Skype. I could do Skype tomorrow. And he was like, no, I do it old school. Like, let's go for lunch or whatever, my treat, which again was very nice. But I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't even really care if I meet this guy. And I said, no, that's the way I do things, you know, through phone or Skype for the initial meeting. I haven't met him in person yet. I don't even know this guy. I said, that's what I do before I meet people in person. And I said, whatever, I'm sure I'll see you at one of the events. And that was just like, it's just a new way of me being. I just like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. And I don't feel like the need to go feel like I'm doing something by meeting with people all the time, which is another thing that I used to just do. Like we do without thinking about. To think that we're moving forward in business, you know?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to ask Candy, because poor Candy, I've talked so much, I don't even get her on. But this is how I feel. I don't want to. I mean, I want to roll you back, okay? Because people, if you have a structure that you say, okay, well, on our first meeting, I Skype only. And or phone call. And then if we both are mutually accepted and understand each other, then we can meet for lunch. I get it. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's the right approach now, or I don't feel that's the right approach. And I'll tell you why, but you can do whatever you want. It's how you go that's the issue, not when you go or where you go. So if you go, every outing to me is the chance to meet or a chance to take your vibration and actually enhance others. So it's not a matter of, you know, to me, I would have said, sure. And I would have picked a place that was either, you know, mutually accepted to both of you. And I don't know that I would do a lunch. Lunch is fine because it's an hour or coffee. But you never know in life. People are put in your path, Jessica, for a reason, a season, a day, a minute, and they are there to teach you or for you to teach them. So if you look at it that way, the opportunities to do that, and really old school is where it's at sometimes, is that it doesn't matter what the outcome is for you. It matters what the income is for you. And I don't mean money, but I mean that you go out, that you do get dressed up, that you, or in whatever you want, pants, whatever you want to do, and that you are seen and that your vibration is actually out in the world. Now, do I think your vibration isn't in the world by where you are? No. But do I believe that if you have the opportunity to meet someone, either business, personal, friend, I think it's beautiful. And I think you're attached to the outcome versus just going. And so they're showing me, I would love to roll you back to one, too much. You're putting too much on the outcome of the meeting and not enough about just being there. And so I'm going to hand you over to Candy. Candy, what do you feel?
Hi, how are you, Jessica?
Hi, good speaking to you.
I'm good speaking to you, too. First of all, I'm going to ask how old you are.
Well, I don't really go by age anymore, but we'll say I'm in my 30s.
Pardon me?
We go by vibration, not age. I get it. So guess what? I'm just a vibration in the 50s. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I love that. I think it's a great thing. Go ahead.
But why I was asking that is because I think I feel that you are getting to the point that when we hit this morning age, we're like, we don't want to do this stuff anymore. But what I heard is, angels are around you. Why are you diverting them to other places?
I don't know what that means, because I speak to them all the time. You know, I ask them to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm diverting them to other places, it's to go out and work for me.
You're asking the angels to go out and work for you?
Yeah, like to bring, you know, opportunities, clients, and things like that to me.
Okay. Okay.
Well, but so how are they going to bring, you know, go ahead, Candy, sorry.
It just feels like you're diverting them. They're diverting them in a different place than where you used to have them. It just.
So Jessica,
this is what I'm being shown.
What Jessica?
Oh,
what did you say,
being
shown? Oh,
I'm being,
I don't know
shown
what that,
that you're diverting your angels in a different direction than what you had them.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Well,
sure.
this is what I'm seeing, and then I'm going to pick up the next caller. But Jessica, this is what I'm seeing for you. The problem is that you're very attached to the outcome, whether you believe it or not. You're attached to why you went. Really, you should be attached to going.
Oh, so yeah. Okay. So just to respond to what you had said. Yeah, I'm focused on the outcome, that's for sure. I don't think that there's a problem with it. It's just that when I connect to people and if I feel a desire to go meet with them or not, it's not like it's 5 minutes away and that we're meeting for coffee 5 minutes away. There's an expense for me to go into the city. And I go in for events and for things that I really want to do, but for some kind of random person. I definitely have thought, well, this guy was brought into my life. You know, there's this other girl that I just reached out to, a stylist, and we emailed back and forth just like once or twice, and she was like, well, we should meet. And okay, you know, maybe, maybe not. I don't really feel drawn to go like run into the city right now to go connect with her. And it's
did
all
you
the
ever
same
ask-
way, I don't.
Did you ever ask them to? Did you ever ask them to meet you part? What, like if there's a part way meet? Because I'm hearing the city. Are you talking about New York?
Yeah.
Oh, I love New York. You can get on the Bolt bus in New Jersey for like $10. So in fact, I'm doing it. I'm doing it in I think April 8th. So I'm taking the Bolt bus from 33rd Street to Philadelphia, actually. And it's costing me like $12. I understand there is an expense, but I have to tell you, I really feel if the universe is constantly asking you to do this, and you know, and I don't know that it's constant, but that there is a reason. And the thing is, there might be a way that you can say, instead of no, you know, we could Skype, you could say this. You know, I'd love to come into the city, but I'm not going to be able to do it, you know, this week. If you'd like to meet, though, here's the meeting. You know, there's a halfway place. And then they can take, if they really want to be in your vibration and you are putting out some, then you meet halfway. Where's halfway? I can't tell you because I don't think there is a halfway. But I would tell you this. If I was going to do that at least once a week, I would try to do that. And I think it would be good. And if not, then you need to find a meeting place that might be, hey, I would love to meet you. This sounds like a great idea. Even if we just kick things around or be, you know, or it's a friendly thing, or, you know, just to be there in New York's energy, but I'm not going to be able to make it till Friday. Can we do it Friday? And you can pick a day that you're always going to New York, one day a week. I don't think the expense is, I mean, I know the expense is expense, and especially if somebody is going to treat you to lunch, but there's all kinds of coffee shops. You can buy a cup of coffee for $1.74. So the thing is, for me, it is more of about putting your energy forward and saying, it doesn't matter what the outcome is, whether it's for business, for friendship, for what I need, but I'm going to put my energy out there. I think if you change, you know, what I'm hearing is change your thoughts, change your life, which is big for me. I always, you know, that was a big thing, you know, that I did for a while on the show. If you just change the thought of the vibration of why you're going, I think you're going to be able to see more doors in friendship, love, romance, and finance open up for you. That's what they're saying. So
yeah,
that's
but
the
thing is like I'm not. I mean, I appreciate like the guidance that you guys are sharing, but I don't see it as a problem. Like I see it as like okay, you know, hey, I don't really care so much if I met with this guy or not, and I'm honoring myself of like,
I'm not saying I'm gonna do it with everybody,
but like if I don't feel like meeting somebody, who cares? Like I, you know.
Well, I totally don't want you to take that away from the show, that I think you should meet everybody, because that's not what the message is for you. The message is that be open to not being attached to the outcome. And that's with anybody. That's not this guy. That's not this girl. It's if you, because what will happen is you'll get too used to saying, I don't think so. No, I'm more comfortable here. That's what's, I can see this, and I don't know how to put it across to you that everyone that comes in your path isn't the right person, isn't the right business partner, isn't the right person for you, and isn't going to, you know, be the right way. Honoring yourself would be going without attachment to an outcome. No, you don't have to go every time. I don't. And but what I don't want you to get is into that mindset. No, I don't have to go, or I'm just not going to do it this week. Because what happens is it sets you back. It says, no, I'm not going to put the energies out. Because I'm telling you, you never know when the friend or the business link or the, you know, the, oh, I really, really love this girl. We totally get along. I didn't think so. And now I've got somebody vibrationally I can, you know, I can do things with. You don't know when that shows up. So my point is this, don't get too used to being where you are when the universe might be saying, hey, we like you here. So I have a different look at I don't believe you aren't honoring yourself. I think honoring yourself would be looking at, I'm not attached to the outcome, because I do believe that there are things we have to do in life, but sometimes we just don't want to. So I hope that you understand, because I'm not saying you have to meet everybody or that you should meet everybody. But I feel like what you're saying is, you know, this is going to be a mindset that you're going to keep. And they're just showing me no.
I feel like I'm doing something different, and that like, if I don't feel like going into the city or meeting this person or going out of my way for me to be like, oh, you know, I don't really care to do that. I mean, it's just, that's something new for me, like to not like even force myself to do X, Y, and Z, because that would be forcing myself. So that's the only thing that I wanted to like report on with that, because it's just, sticking to something forever and ever. It's just, I'm trying out like a new way of being, rather than, you know, when somebody says, okay, I want to meet with you. And then most of us go out because we think that we have to, or because we think that this is what we need to do to move forward. And really, like, I'm at a place that I'm just kind of like, well, you know, spirit will bring, I don't have to like do so much of the hustle. Like, I'm just not interested in the hustle like I used to be. It's exhausting, and I don't care to do that.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to challenge you with is this. Look at going without, look at people in general as a page, and say, when they ask you to, you know, come, don't get attached to the outcome. Now, if it's business, it's a different story, because business, you never know who you're going to meet for business. But what I'm saying is, look at the person as a blank page, instead of either putting them in a slot of business, work, friend, or relationship. I only have 90 seconds. And look at, don't be attached to the outcome, and just kind of be, go and see what happens, and see if that isn't where spirit wants you to be. So all I can do is give you what I see. So
it's funny, because we were talking about that actually like the last time, as far as that when these personal relationships came into my life, to just look at them as my students, that ties in there.
Yes.
Which that's a little bit strange, because we were talking about, I guess, that being a little bit more black and white. Well, I don't know. I guess I'll think about that. But yeah.
Everybody, a blank page and a student would be, you're not attached to the outcome. Because a student, you want them to do well, but you're not attached to if they have an A, B, C, or D. Same thing as you're not attached to the outcome. You're there to teach and show. You're there to experience and learn yourself. So when you look at it, you'll be the student sometimes and you'll be the teacher sometimes. And I love that because I live that way. So just try looking at it. And if it fits you, great. And if you can try it, great. And if you can't, well, you know what? Vibrations are vibrations. And, you know, everybody has to choose what's right for them. But they're showing me this. So I want you to try it, Jessica, even just for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay. Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. The show has ended. But I do have a show on Monday, and Jerry is going to be with me. I hope you call in because the next time I have this Friday show is next week, and I'd love you to tell us all the things that happen in Atlantis, if you would.
Well, I don't know if I can tell everything. I just have, you know, it's kind of like jigsaw puzzle where you have bits and pieces. So it's like, yeah, I have bits and pieces. But like I said, the one that I remembered was the bit about walking the Rainbow Bridge, and it's like, and then the one that was more memorable was when I was masculine and I was in the Hawaiian Islands as a Polynesian man, and it's when I first got attuned to Arch way back when. So it's like, which is ancient. Let's see, was it ancient Rainbow Complete or Conscious Healing? So that's what.
Okay. Well, we want to know about that. So can you and will you come next Friday and tell us about those? Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Candy, I love you. We should have had a two-hour show.
Love you.
But I love you. Thank you, Kelly.
Right.
Have a great day and keep those chickens alive.
Thank you for picking me up. I appreciate it. And thank you guys for all the, you know, the cards are really right on. Cards, info, everything.
Thank you.
It's like, as usual, everything's on.
Thank
awesome.
You, Kelly.
You
we love you, girlfriend.
Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.